Something about Mary teaches to us.
Hello, I'm Sophie and I'm from England, and I really love Our Lady. I just think she's absolutely beautiful and she's wonderful, and she's the sort of woman that I want to be. And in this world that I live in, I work in fashion, and there's lots of materialism and people are telling you what to wear and what to do and how things should look. But the only person that we can truly look to as our model for young women and for everyone, for men and women, is Our Lady, because she truly is beautiful. She's without sin, and she's the only person and model that we can look to that mirrors Christ for us, and that we can, just by looking to her and modelling ourselves on her, because no one else was as close to Christ as she was. She loved him and she held him from being a little boy to his last breath. And it's only through her example and looking to her that we can share those memories and share those moments with her, and she can reveal to us how to love Christ in a more beautiful way, and how to make him happy and what will please him, and how he can help us. And I think just by looking to her and asking for her help, because she's not far away and she's not some distant person, she's our loving mother. And even, you know, when Christ was dying on the cross, before he handed over his soul, you know, his life to God, moments before then, he gave us his mother. And he had nothing left in this world. He even gave us his own mother. And that is an absolutely amazing gift. You know, and he said that, you know, to John, the beloved disciple, this woman, this is your son. Take her into your home. And as we stand before God, you know, we are the beloved disciple, and he's asking us to take his mother into our home. So it's only right, you know, in his last command, is to accept the Blessed Mother Mary into our homes and into our hearts, that she can love us and we can love her, and that we can be united with her at the foot of the cross and grow ever closer to God through her ways.